Dictation for Lloyd, Lloyd Atkinson, Atkinson, August 840. Addresses a letter to Saginaw, VA, Mark, Marc, Robinson, Robinson, 3214085. Dear Dr. Robinson, follow-up for Mr. Atkinson with chronic kidney disease. Last visit in September. He's back from Florida about a week ago. Most of the information is obtained by the wife. Patient admitted twice to the hospital in November. Multiple areas of embolic stroke attributed to being off anticoagulation for atrial fibrillation from prior gastrointestinal bleeding. He was placed back on a low dose of Eliquis based on age and renal failure. A week later, a second admission with gastrointestinal bleeding requiring multiple blood transfusion. Workup shows esophageal cancer. No reported distant metastasis. There were a number of lymph nodes which thought to be reactive, not necessarily malignant. There has been significant weight loss from 314 down to 283. He's supposed to see oncology, Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, on the next couple of weeks. Appetite is fair, does have dysphagia, denies vomiting, denies diarrhea, denies bleeding in the stools, chronic shortness of breath from CHF and morbid obesity on oxygen, 2 liters 24 hours at rest, and 4 to 5 liters on activity. Denies purulent material hemoptysis, denies upper respiratory symptoms, has atrial fibrillation, but he has not noticed palpitations or chest pains. He uses a walker as well as a scooter. Balance is compromised, uses his CPAP machine consistently at night. There has been prior bladder cancer without recurrence. I review the updated medication list. I will highlight the metoprolol, Norvasc, Lasix, short long-acting insulin, on Eliquis, Texpepsid, iron replacement, cholesterol treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 145-65. He's hard of hearing, but he was able to relay information to the wife and back to me, saying when I was asking questions, wife will be double-checking with husband. His speech appears normal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries available is from April 13 in Florida, creatinine 1.9, which for him appears to be baseline, GFR of 36, which is a stage 3B, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, albumin low, 2.5, 3.2, normal calcium, liver function tests are not elevated, urine analysis, no blood, no protein, no monoclonal protein, ferritin has been running in the lower hundreds with saturation in the low normal, PTH has been not elevated, at least 5 units of packet of red blood cell transfused. A lowest hemoglobin I see is around 5. White blood cell platelets were normal. I review all the records from the Florida VA, discharge summaries, the PET scans, biopsy report, labs. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B. I do not see my major change since the last visit, and there is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or decompensation of CHF. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen 24 hours, a combination of diastolic type congestive heart failure as well as morbid obesity. Next number, recurrence of stroke at the time of off anticoagulation. Next number, atrial fibrillation back on anticoagulation. Next number, incidental shunting of the heart. Next number, esophageal cancer. Next number, diabetes and probably diabetic nephropathy. Next number, no reported kidney stones or obstruction. Next paragraph, weight loss from likely cancer. Next number, recent gastrointestinal bleeding from esophageal cancer, multiple blood transfusions. Next paragraph, comments from the renal standpoint, things are stable. We'll see what oncology has to say. We will follow closely. End of dictation.